This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What was on American minds in 2020? USA Radio News' Tim Berg takes a look.
Two of the biggest stories of 2020 dominated Google's trending searches this year. The tech giant reporting on Wednesday that election results was this year's top trending search, followed by coronavirus. Kobe Bryant was third in trending searches after the retired NBA legend and his daughter, Gianna, and seven others were killed in a helicopter crash near Los Angeles in January. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Microsoft search engine service Bing says the top two stories of 2020 are IT industry leaders decry racism and inequality. And the number one story of the year, COVID-19 pandemic triggers recession and IT sales slowdowns force millions to work from home. Thursday night football kicks off week 14 in the NFL. The surging New England Patriots travel to Southern California to play the Rams. 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is China becoming a bigger influence on American college campuses? USA Radio News' Tim Berg looks into the issue.
The Chinese Communist Party is having too much of an influence on American college campuses. That was the message from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at Georgia Tech.
Fraudulent cries of racism or xenophobia should never drown out a candid exposure of the activities of the Chinese Communist Party.
Pompeo also saying Americans and Chinese people should not be afraid to expose the corruption of China's Communist Party.
But we see too often on American campuses that there's silence and censorship. It's been driven by the Chinese Communist Party. It usually boils down to something far less idealistic. So many of our colleges are bought by Beijing.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Statista.com reports the 2018-19 school year, nearly 370,000 Chinese nationals attended American colleges. Facebook was hit with a pair of antitrust lawsuits on Wednesday as government officials accused the big tech giant of systemically acquiring smaller rivals in order to prevent them from becoming competitive threats.
Two companies in particular that we highlighted, WhatsApp and Instagram. It's important that, again, you have law enforcement focus on unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power.
New York Attorney General Letitia James. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches. No contracts. No W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Live.
Well, in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, welcome. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. All the info is right there, including all our past interviews, our gift to you. Share them. There's no cost. Happy to make it as convenient as possible for you to listen anytime to any of these brilliant guests that we have. And I'm sure this is one podcast that you'll want to reference. Especially those that are dealing or know of who are dealing with something as severe as pornography. Ted Schimmer joins us now, and his brand new book, The Freedom Fight, The New Drug and Truths That Set Us Free. Ted, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. It's great to be with you. I appreciate it.
Well, this is an incredible topic, an important topic, and as you so rightly say, it has become the new drug, and how it's crept in is most amazing. We have been on this for a number of years and talking about pornography and, you know, whether it's Barna research, other studies that I've read. You know, in fact, I shared with men recently that about a third of the people sitting in the pews of the churches today, the churches that are open, approximately a third, it's estimated, are involved with pornography. And it's not exclusive to men. It is bipartisan. It works with both genders. And this is a powerful, powerful drug in what it does. And what I appreciated about your book is you really brought to the core issue of how pernicious this is and how it rewires our mind, like any sin. It rewires our mind to accommodate regardless of what we know about the Word of God, how we deal with God, it is just so overwhelming that it becomes a foothold for the enemy, and it is a strong, strong war front, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And Bill, you know, you referred to the Barna Group study in 2014. They said from their survey that 64% of Christian men view porn at least monthly. Mm-hmm. And actually, the statistics are even worse when you look at the younger age group. Mm-hmm. And we did a survey in 2019 of over 1,300 growing Christian college students. So these were Christians that in college, it said their faith in Christ is very important to them. They were plugged into a campus ministry. Many of them were in leadership in their, on their campus with their campus ministry. 89% of these men said that they had watched porn in the last year, at least occasionally. 63% were watching weekly at least. 24% were watching daily or multiple times a day. And then for women, it was 51% of this group of women said these growing Christian women said they watched porn at least occasionally in the past 12 months. And so it's important to note this is, these aren't just your average college students.
Right, exactly.
These are our future Christian moms, dads, pastors. That, you know, if the church doesn't wake up and recognize the pervasiveness, but, you know, as you referred to earlier, the addictiveness and destructiveness of this, you know, we're getting ready to be hit by a tsunami as this younger generation grows up, gets married, and steps into the leadership of the church.
Well, you think about the future marriages, what this does in terms of wrecking their opportunity to have successful relationships. You mentioned future pastors, but we know also from this research that pastors in the pulpit are highly engaged. And when I say highly engaged, I mean we're talking inordinate numbers here. And I thought it was interesting, Ted, I don't know if your research you know, came out the same way, but what we found was that the number one time for senior pastors to engage with porn was on Sunday evenings. I thought that was quite interesting.
Yeah. And, you know, the two studies I refer to in my book put the total number above 50%, two separate studies for pastors struggling. So it's spiritual warfare. You know, 1 Peter 2:11 tells us that fleshly lust wage war against the soul. And so if you think about it from God's perspective, as he talked about the impact that fleshly lust like pornography has on a person, he uses warfare imagery that it wages war against the soul. And, you know, there's been some fascinating research done on this topic. A 6-year study done by Dr. Samuel Perry, a sociology professor, on the impact of pornography of 3,000 people over a 6-year period of time. And what he, you know, outlined is how pornography use is waging war in at least, you know, four areas. One, just a person's spiritual growth, which, you know, is not surprising. But what he found is that pornography use, his summary statement was this: any porn use is associated with declines in religious commitment and behavior, attending services, prayer, and an increase in religious doubts.
Right.
So think about it for a minute. If you wanted Christians to be less committed to going to church, praying, reading their Bible, and you wanted them to doubt more, just get them to watch porn.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happening, and it's waging war against God's people in a tremendous way.
Why is it such a stronghold, Ted?
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, the man, how it hooks somebody. So obviously on the front end, curiosity, the sexual pleasure, dopamine is the pleasure chemicals our brain release when we do something enjoyable that our brains want us to remember and repeat.
Right.
Drugs like cocaine artificially raise the level of dopamine in the brain, and so does pornography.
Right.
And so the same dopamine high that the cocaine addict starts chasing, that's the same dopamine high that the porn addict starts chasing.
Yes.
And one of the things that addiction experts tell us is that when someone starts using that dopamine high to start medicating the pain and discomforts of life, like stress, then that addiction goes deeper. And so that stress, if somebody starts using, you know, porn to medicate the stress in life, that stress becomes the trigger. And when someone has done that repeatedly, then all of a sudden when they feel stress at work, the brain releases dopamine, not just when we experience pleasure, but also in the anticipation of pleasure. And so it starts the craving. And then the brain starts moving into survival mode. Hey, I know where we can go to get relief.
Exactly.
When a person has traveled that brain pathway over and over, the addiction goes deep. And it's not just about the sex. But it becomes about how we medicate the pains and discomforts of life.
And that front part of our brain, the frontal cortex, is amoral. I mean, all it's going for is pleasure. And when it goes to the next step, as you say, goes deeper into the deeper part of the brain, then it becomes a fixation and a stronghold. And this is what makes it so challenging for people who get to that point and say, I know this is wrong, but it feels good, and it's almost unconquerable. Without God, it is. I mean, in and of yourself, to be able to do it, and you've heard the stories, and we'll talk more about it with Ted Schimmer and his new book, The Freedom Fight. Stay with us right here.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The Tide Ministry is partnering with Child Evangelism Fellowship to broadcast their Good News Club program into the Muslim and Arab countries of the Middle East. The goal is to capture the attention of children through televised puppet shows. The puppets engage in drama and animated conversations that cover the apologetics of Christianity and explain the truth about Jesus in their own language without attacking other faiths. This enables children throughout the Middle East to hear of God's love and learn the basics of the Christian faith in a format that engages their attention. Ultimately, the Tide Ministry and CEF hope to lead children into meaningful relationships with Christ and guide them to be witnesses in their communities.
To learn more about the Tide Global Radio Ministry and this initiative to help children throughout the Middle East learn the truth about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I was just sharing with Ted. People ask me all the time, they go, what do you talk about? And they go, things that people don't want to talk about. And certainly pornography is one of those that people don't want to talk about it. And because we don't talk about it and we choose to ignore it, It is running away on us. Statistics that I was referring to are probably, dated And, you know, when I said about a third of the people in the pews today of the churches in America are dealing with pornography, men and women, you know, Ted says, look, it's over 50% now. This is how pernicious it is and how quickly it's growing. Ted has mentored men since 1991 with a collegiate ministry student mobilization. He received his MABS from Dallas Seminary, was trained as a pastoral sex addiction professional supervisor. Ted, what was it that drew you to this ministry? I mean, of all things, to come out and say, hey, I'm going to go and be a pastoral sex addiction professional supervisor.
Yeah. You know, no one, you know, sets out to be the porn guy. And, you know, my wife will tell you, you know, she doesn't necessarily like being married to the porn guy. But, you know, Bill, the whole reason that we had to address this issue is, you know, in our ministry of discipling men to raise up, you know, leaders for Christ. Mm-hmm. In 2007, we identified pornography as the biggest obstacle to doing that, because more and more of our student leaders were being disqualified from leadership because they struggled with a porn addiction. And so we recognize if we're going to make disciples in our sex-saturated culture, and if we don't address this issue, then we have a huge hole in our discipleship. And so we recognized that we had to step up. And so this was in 2007, which happened to be the same year that the iPhone came out, which, you know, we thought it was bad before then. And, you know,
we're talking about pornography bad before then. Yes, that's what you're.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, just the, you know, man, the significant exponential explosion of pornography, because addiction takes root when there's private access.
Exactly. I was going to say those secret sins, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when, you know, parents hand their 14, 15-year-old, you know, son or daughter an iPhone, they don't recognize they're handing them their own personalized porn theater. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a friend may show them a picture at school. They, you know, get into it out of curiosity. But very quickly, the hooks can go deep. And I talk to parents all the time who have college students who their college student confess, hey, mom or dad, I've been addicted to porn for the last 6 years. Wow. And I haven't told anybody. That's a regular conversation.
So what do the parents say? Well, thank God, I thought it was marijuana.
Well, if they're following Christ, they recognize it as an issue. Mm-hmm. You know, they see the brokenness in their, you know, in their child as a result. And understanding the addictive nature of it is important. It doesn't give an excuse for sin, because people have to, you know, own their sin in order to repent. But it does help explain how otherwise godly people who love God, hate their sin, and desperately want to be free often can't find freedom unless they get help.
Because exactly,
you have to deal with the roots of addiction. And, you know, really the last two-thirds of my book really kind of unpack, hey, here are the six roots of a pornography addiction that have to be addressed.
Are those roots consistent with any kind of addiction?
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. And the principles, you know, when I was going through my training, you know, a lot of the people who were going through the training for sex addiction were, you know, coming from substance abuse clinics and rehab centers. And, you know, we would talk all the time. They're like, man, it's all the same principles, the same drivers for any addiction. And so that's why it's important to get to the roots, because if you don't get to the roots, a lot of times, you know, people may quit alcohol, but then they just go to another medication.
Exactly.
Hey, if somebody quits, you know, porn, but they don't get to the issue, maybe they pick up the bottle or they go to something else. And so, you know, God wants to change us with his truth. And he wants to renew our minds, build new pathways. And so that takes time. And so addressing the roots, you know, it really brings lasting freedom, not just behavior modification.
Well, again, and freedom is one of those words that's kind of thrown out there and we take for granted. But in God's economy, freedom is everything. I mean, the reason that Jesus came is for us to really be free, even in situations when you think that, you know, most oppressed, you may be in the most oppressed situation. In, you know, with God, you can find freedom. But that's just a little bit of a sidebar. But getting back particularly on this addiction or any others, you know, as you were saying, you know, for parents who get a confession from their son or daughter and says, look, I've been addicted, I'm in college, and here I am, and the parents are thinking, hey, Johnny's college, going to graduate, got all these great, got a great future, and then all of a sudden here comes this bomb at Thanksgiving that says, you know, I've got to confess to you, I've been dealing with this for 6 years, and wow, and then, you know, the parents, you know, they're ill-equipped. I mean, because yesterday's parents, we didn't have to deal with pornography like it is today. And like you said, you know, no doubt a cell phone has exponentially, you know, put this on the fast track into the minds of our kids. And we don't even understand about the basis of addiction. So we got about 3.5 minutes left. As best you can, Ted, of course, this is why people have to get your book, too, to really get better detail. Let's talk about those roots. Let's empower, you know, parents and people who are dealing with a loved one who's dealing with porn that says, look, I need help, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, well, this was the reason that we created our online pornography addiction recovery program. It's mm-hmm. at thefreedomfight.org. It's a free program. We have resources there for parents. Hey, how do you navigate this? And, you know, because the thing is, parents have to have the porn conversation with their kid, along right. with the sex talk, and neither one of those need to be just, you know, single talks, but they have to be ongoing dialogues. But anyway, thefreedomfight.org is, you know, again, all the resources are free. We have a program that, you know, really helps people address it. But if somebody is listening and they're struggling, the first step towards freedom is confession. James 5:16 tells us, therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed.
Yes.
And so most people stay in the shadows because there's shame in any addiction.
Exactly.
But yeah. particularly for the Christian who struggles with a porn or sex addiction, the shame is really high.
Yeah.
And so it takes more courage to step out. And so,
you got to find, Ted, if I can interrupt for just a minute, because
yeah.
I don't want people just to say, oh, confess one another, and that just means anybody. You have to find somebody to confess to who is mature and can give you the guidance that you need. You just don't go out and find
yeah.
some Christian who's been a Christian for 2 weeks and go, hey, I got to lay this bomb on you. I mean, you got to be wise in who you confess to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And going through our program, somebody can go through it individually, but early on, we coach you up on mm-hmm. how to confess and bring in an accountability partner. We have an app with our program that a person is checking in on a daily basis, because one of the things that makes a porn addiction so difficult to break is the accessibility. You know, how hard would it be to quit a cocaine cocaine addiction if you always had a bag of cocaine in your front pocket?
Exactly.
And yet, that's what we do. And so the level of accountability has to go to, a whole new level. But in our program and in the book, we walk through those roots of addiction and specifically how to address them with gospel-centered, scientifically informed, you know, solutions that address those, you know, topics. And so, you know, we talk about, you know, the addicted brain and how to address that, the negative emotions, hey, how to grow in your emotional awareness. And so instead of medicating your emotions with porn or something else, you learn to process your emotions, you know, and learning how to live out of your identity in Christ.
And, amen.
You know, one of the roots of addiction is isolation. And
yes.
the fake intimacy of porn has
right.
a stronger pull because
Ted,
feel connected.
Right. We're out of time. We got to leave it there. Ted Schimmer has been our guest. His book, The Freedom Fight. Check out the website and please get on the road to healing as fast as possible.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump, and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Red states are joining Texas in a Supreme Court lawsuit aimed at delaying presidential electors in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is leading the lawsuit that argues the Equal Protection Clause was violated. 17 additional states have joined the lawsuit. Hundreds, maybe thousands of Hondurans formed a caravan bound for the United States on Wednesday. An unidentified middle-aged man in the caravan told Reuters, "We lost everything in the hurricanes. We have no choice but to go to the United States." President-elect Joe Biden has pledged to abolish many of the immigration policies of President Trump. SpaceX successfully launched and almost landed Wednesday. A fully assembled prototype of its next-generation Starship was tested in South Texas. The rocket flew to an altitude of 40,000 feet and performed what Elon Musk has called a belly flop maneuver on its way back to Earth. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
America, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week. Lou Euler joins us right now. Lou, how are we doing?
We're doing okay, and more voter fraud is being revealed every moment.
It is hard to deny, Lou. You know, so many in the mainstream media, you know, you wonder where their reality is. I mean, there's so much evidence here, and they cry out and claim there's no evidence. I mean, we have hundreds of affidavits at the risk of, you know, legal jeopardy if they were to, you know, give a false affidavit here that, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands of votes. And that really, you know, brings a lot of credibility to what the three-star general said, that he believed that Donald Trump ran away with this election and was undercounted, that he believes it was more in the realm of 84 million votes as opposed to 74 million that the Dominion, you know, machines and other states are reporting regarding this last election.
Yes. Well, when you get people like the UPS driver who says that he drove ballots from New York, hundreds of them, thousands of
hundreds
them,
of thousands,
from New York,
yes,
to Pennsylvania,
yeah,
and they were put into the mix in Pennsylvania, how do you ever sort that out and reconcile that when the illegality of it is on its face, votes being brought in from out of state? Mm-hmm. So there is truly only one way to solve the problem, and that is to use the Constitution to give state legislatures the power to elect the electors, and that's what we're going to have to do when that happens in the key states. Trump wins the presidency.
Yeah. Well, that's on its face, but do they have the courage to execute that accordingly?
That's going to be the big question, because we have Republicans themselves that have gotten quite squishy, and they want Donald Trump to pass on, move on, look to 2024, and surrender his position, which is most amazing, because it's like, look at, they're being rather myopic, and this has been the problem. This is why we are where we are right now, Lou. This can has been kicked up the road time and again. Voter fraud has been around forever. They chose to do nothing about it, and the Democrats and these operatives felt like, why not? We can just get away and with something of this magnitude and what they've been able to execute. I mean, this is beyond awesome. What these fraudsters were able to perpetrate on the American people.
You bet. The Democrats and progressives have been pretty good at voter fraud for a long time. Tammany Hall in New York and Mayor Daley's chain balloting in Chicago, etc. But this is a new level of fraud, and our friend Woody Jenkins, former state senator in Louisiana, tracked it all and just said that in the Georgia and Pennsylvania, careful analysis shows that Trump won and the election was stolen. It was fraud by computer, Dominion, Smartmatic, etc. It's just coming from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the evidence is astounding. Sidney Powell said it very directly last week. She said the evidence is coming at her like through a fire hose. And you see, the statements, not only the statements, but you see in the in her legal briefings, the evidence that she puts forth. I mean, this is really, this is extreme. It is very concerning, and especially more so that the mainstream media, who are supposed to be bastions of the truth, that they're flat out ignoring what happened here in this 2020 election with all this fraud, and the headline is going by the wayside. I mean, this is so out of character for a publication that looks for a big headline like this. I mean, I don't know of any bigger headline in the modern era than what has happened to America in this 2020 election.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so our responsibility and our focus should be over the next few days to get people in these key states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Arizona to call their representatives and tell them to take charge, do their constitutional duty. This is what we need. The Biden result was so inconsistent with what happened at the local level in every other race, at the state level and at the congressional level, etc. So it proves itself, basically, and we just have to get people to be active and reinforce their legislators.
Kind of ironic that you have a party that says, oh, you have to listen to the science. Well, mathematics is part of the science, and they don't want to listen to the math that says the numbers don't add up. I mean, when you have a majority of Americans, whether you are Republican or Democrat, we're talking everyday Americans, the majority of them saying that voter fraud was executed and that this election is bogus. People need to hear that. And the state legislators that are particularly involved need to hear this loud and clear, because we cannot go along any longer with activist judges that look at this, Lou, and say, oh, well, I hear your complaint, but it's only going to change 1,000 votes. And, Trump's down by 12,000, so 1,000 isn't going to make a big whoop. Well, in the here and now, right now, it may not make a big whoop. But what we've been saying is down the road, as you know, Lou, it infiltrates and it contaminates the bloodstream of the whole process down the road, to the degree that here we are today with hundreds of thousands of votes in question. Are they legal? Are they not legal? The whole process is all suspicious and fraught with fraud.
that, you know, I think even for Joe Biden, I mean, how is he going to, if he becomes the 46th president, how is he going to unify this country that now has more reason to be bitterly divided than ever before?
No, you're absolutely right, and you put your finger on what is so important for us to emphasize. The people he has picked to lead various parts of the government, the policies that he's chosen to take your guns and keep riots in the streets, that sort of thing, are totally opposite to the average common sense American's desire for peace in the future. And so we have to just look at what he's claiming he will do as president, reject him as president under the Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's the way for the future of America.
Well, look what he and Obama did 4 years previously. I mean, they put our national security at risk. They outsourced our jobs. They opened up our borders. I mean, it was an absolute mess. And all the jobs that were, you know, sent overseas to our very active enemies these days. This is why the communists, Chinese, were so excited and elated to be involved in this big fraud and to make sure that, you know, Joe Biden was elected. They've got Joe Biden in their rear pocket. And he's wrapped up in one of their wallets, and so they know that. And
no, that's absolutely right. And when you look at the challenge of China, communist China, mm-hmm. what they have done to their own people in Hong Kong, mm-hmm. what they've done to the world with the COVID-19 and that sort of thing, we've got to have a tough leader in the White House. That's Trump, not Biden. And so what's at risk in not following the rules of voting, et cetera, is tremendous at this point. And it's a challenge for our people, our legislators, to do their constitutional duty and vote for those electors that will return this president.
Well, Lou Euler, you're exactly right. Democracy demands courage, and that's what is needed right now. He's the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee. Lou Euler has been with us. Lou, where can they go for more information?
To limittaxes.org, and then talk to all your friends and neighbors in those key states.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Good to hear Benny DeChara's song, We Three Kings, huh? What a blessing. I pray it's a blessed season for you as we come into the third week of Advent in anticipation of the baby Jesus coming. But we know that the grown-up Jesus, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, is coming soon and very soon. And as I was sharing with Dr. Jerry Newcomb earlier, it is interesting, I find, that instinctively people are looking up because of the chaos that's happening in the world today, whether it has to do with COVID or what's going on with the elections. It is increasingly disturbing to find ourselves so out of sync. We're incongruent. The lack of integrity in our institutions is quite revealing and disturbing all at the same time. And meanwhile, here we are in trying to lead our families, hold it together with all the pressures of this pandemic that we've been dealing with. You know, the threats that you hear about the communist Chinese wanting to replace America as a superpower. And, you know, the news reports all would indicate that they're well on their way. I mean, whether we're talking about the militarization of the South China Seas, how they've expanded territory there, what they have done in terms of robbing our own institutions, our own businesses, you know. And yes, this is the problem with greed. You can follow the money and see where greed can get you in trouble. The next thing you know, you've got partners that you do not share a common interest in. And if you don't, then you're going to change. And this is what's happening in part when you hear some of these policymakers talk. You realize that they're talking from a globalist type of mindset. Well, a globalist mindset really is that China for all. I guess that's kind of the short version, because they're willing to relent to the billions of people there in China and the potential gold that is there in them, our hills, and they're willing to exchange, you know, their God for our God. And whether it's communism or socialism and that sort of thing, we know that their God is atheistic. It is not well-intentioned. It's amoral. And humanity becomes a tool
And we saw what happened in the destruction of humanity, utter destruction of humanity during the early 20th century. It was devastating. And you think we would learn from that. But, this is where, you could indict the teachers and say, well, the teachers should have taught us. No, look, we have self-responsibility. It's up to us. We're the ones that need to be better informed. As Rush Limbaugh used to call that we needed a higher intellect IQ of voters. And this has been the challenge because traditionally voters could kick back and have this, this kind of laissez-faire, misguided acceptance of the politicians that they elect. They would say from time to time, oh, they're corrupt, they're cheating us, and one deal or another didn't want to do anything about it. And then Donald Trump comes on the scene, and they get exposed. And this is one of the key words, I believe, of this 21st century America and what we've experienced in 2020 is exposure. That has been the word for the last 5 years, is Donald Trump has been a catalyst for exposure. And all our fears, all our concerns, all our instincts that said that the systems were corrupt, we're finding out to be more true than not. And it is disturbing, and I don't blame you. But, okay, so what are we going to do? Are we going to do something about it? And, of course, right now, the battle line has to do with this election and the voter fraud that's taken place. And I appreciate half of America doesn't think voter fraud existed because they got what they expected. You know, their end objective of Joe Biden becoming president and Donald Trump being out, that's what they wanted. And so regardless of how that happened, it makes little difference to them, although I think it's quite interesting that some of the polls that are coming out are pointing that, Democrats themselves, about a third of their body politic, sees that there's trouble here in River City. And the problem is, if you don't address this, and I don't care what side you're on, I mean, there are reasonable people all the way around, regardless of their political bent, but realize that, if we're going to allow cheating and something that's illegal, well, the rest of the thing is cooked. I mean, you cannot derive something of benefit out of any institution that is corrupt to begin with. If the root is corrupt, the fruit of that root is going to produce corruption. Now, because we don't see that immediately, I mean, experience has taught us that, but because we don't see it, we get duped into thinking, well, this time it'll be different. We just don't like Donald Trump so much that it really doesn't matter. And, but that aside, this isn't about Donald Trump. This is about you and me personally, because this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. You've heard me say that time and time again. We can't put that onus on one person. We can't say that it's Donald Trump's America or it's Nancy Pelosi's America. No, this is our America. This is we, the people. What are we doing? I mean, a democratic republic demands, you've heard me say this, and I will say this forever, it demands our involvement. We need to engage this, and we need to engage the corruption. And we've seen this, going back over the decades, the corruption that's been manifest, and we've allowed the politicians to take over and to, go through the drill, act like they're doing something of consequence. But then after everything is all said and done, we've spent millions of dollars, and they say, well, hey, no biggie. There's nothing really here there after all. And meanwhile, most recently, 4 years of dealing with the Russian collusion and you get some low-line attorney, and he's the only one that's indicted. Are you kidding me? I mean, he becomes the sacrificial lamb, so to speak, for the deep state, and America's supposed to be okay with it. I mean, you don't think that the corruption runs deeper? I mean, the corruption in the institutions of our government that we want to count on and trust in have all been compromised. And, of course, the recent reveal, and we've seen indications of this prior to it, so I don't know why people are surprised, but the recent reveal of Chinese intervention, I mean, to me, this seems to be much more consequential than some made-up dossier about the Russian boogeymen. I mean, this is real. And when you start connecting the dots, whether we're talking about the Confucius Institute that is engaged in some 41 universities across the country, making sure that, you know, the propaganda for the Communist Chinese Party is held in line and it's always in their favor. You've got pressure on entertainment facilities, whether it's basketball teams or, you know, entertainment movies and that, music, that they toe the communist line. If not, there's enough money now that they've gotten used to and that they sold their souls for, that they're listening to the communist Chinese. They're not listening to their own hearts, their own creativity, or their own sense of morality and integrity. It's all been compromised. And so what is it going to take, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, this has been going on for a long time. And money is a powerful thing. I mean, we talked with Ted Schirmer earlier. We're talking about addiction. I mean, it is addictive. And it all starts so subtly. And he's got some great chapters here about the wiring of the mind and how subtle it becomes and the power of dopamine. You know, it feels good. So, yeah, it feels good to make money and to make more money. And it becomes amoral. And when we disengage from morality, then the next thing you know is that these thoughts become an action, which becomes a habit, which forms a destiny. And barring any rewiring or any understanding of what's going on in your brain, or even coming across somebody who has compassion and mercy enough to help you deal with this, you're a mess. You may think you're all that in a bag of chips and you've got all this money behind you, but as a person and what you're contributing, you know, even to your families and to your community, is so compromised because of this addictive behavior. You know, you've heard us talk about it in terms of sin. I know some people, when you mention sin, they kind of recoil. Well, call it what you want, but it is an offense to God himself, the one who created us, and one who designed us for a specific purpose. And when we're in violation of that purpose, then heaven help us. And this is where we are right now in today's America, and why so many people are looking up instinctively. Instinctively. They're not being told to look up. They just do this innately because of this this God-sized hole in their heart, that they realize without question that it is going to be God himself that feels that something's lacking, something is not as fulfilling. That in itself is a powerful force and realization. So what lies before us is, you know, we're at a crossroads, ladies and gentlemen, and you've heard me say this before, is that some crossroads come and they're more significant than others. And the more significant crossroads require a significant choice. And my prayer is that America, if it is to exist based on the idea of our founding fathers and the pilgrims before them, which you can blame it all on them, who said, look, we wanted to have a free America, a place where we could freely worship the God of our choice. That was their vision, and that was their covenant with God, and God honored his part. America, sadly, at this point, it's questioned whether it has. I appreciate your prayers and say continue to pray for the future of this great country.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.